team in the city.
The best team in the city.
On Kaya 959.
Monday to Friday,
9 to 12 p.m.
Welcome to the show. It is the best in the city. It is a Wednesday. And last week we spoke about and celebrating May, the month of May that has been called the a month to focus and look at sexual health from a different perspective, being the masturbation month. Okay, and then a DM comes through as we're talking about this from a gentleman who says, T, can we talk about intimacy after pregnancy? And I'm taking his a new dad. And please, if you're a parent, you've been there before. So the question, what happens, what changes with intimacy after pregnancy? We're talking about what happens to the intimacy after pregnancy, because before it's a given. I best do. There's a caller. Now, baby's here. Is baby killing the mood? Intimacy after pregnancy is likely to change. I mean, there's no question. There's a new human here who requires attention from both of y'all. This could happen because parents face multiple obstacles after the birth of a child, such as a lack of sleep. Don't forget body image issues that can hinder the business in the bedroom. And we all know that if there's no physical intimacy, oh my goodness, there's a rift now between the two of you. Why? Because of this little human who can't even say a word. It is a fact of life that you will soon have a child, or you just had one, or you remember your first. It nearly drifted you apart. Why? Because the intimacy changed after pregnancy. That's a fact. But what happened? Linda Wenoring.
For me, I think it's the priorities. They change. The fact that we used to do it so randomly, anywhere in the house, you know, anytime it's tea time. But now the fact that the bundle of joy is here, we can't do it. I'm in a mood. And then all of a sudden, Yena, she's tired because she was breastfeeding. Or Yena, she's tired because she was doing laundry and, you know. So they change, you know. And if you think about it back then, you would get bored and be like, I mean, personally, I would get bored and be like, but why? Because I was so programmed in such a way that I would get it anytime. But now, because the child is here, we can't be getting into it. And she's crying that side, and now we're ignoring her. I don't know. So I think it's the priorities. I don't know. But for me, I think it's the priorities.
Thank you, Linda. I think you're being honest there, and you're reflecting on your own experience, which is fantastic. That's what today is about. Reflect on your own, because there's only one way to learn, guys. There's only one way to improve. There's only one way to know if there's a problem, if we reflect honestly, right? So one thing that is coming out is that after pregnancy, why intimacy is challenged is because we can't adapt to change. And it's a human nature thing. Change is difficult. Change is difficult. So what more when there's a new baby, right? Like Linda says, you're trying to be intimate. The mood immediately changes. And right there and there, you can't say, Mara. No. Don't forget, there's also lack of sleep. Right? There's also the healing that needs to happen too, right? Both physically and emotionally. Right? So if these things, as they happen, they affect the physical intimacy. Yes, you can't help but feel like roommates. And this is why most couples, they end up saying, Aish, I got the roommate, you know, instead of lovers. I can't want to. What are you doing to adapt to that change? Later on, I'm going to show how each partner has a way of dropping the ball. Yes. Like I said during the throw forward, guys drop the ball because they drift away. At the second time, on the other hand, that's what I mean to say. On the other hand, the lady drops the ball because she feels she's the only one who can really take care of the baby and not letting him be hands on. What changes with intimacy after pregnancy? First question is, The baby killing the mood? Intimacy after pregnancy. Kiba, 925, are what intimacy, Brati? What intimacy? Spoon insertions, Njay. The baby already, 3, and ignores my eviction notices. I also want a TD in my mouth. Uh-oh. Zanele Nkosi, are how sexy it is to watch your man trying to put the baby to sleep because what? He wants some loving.
In all honesty, Mina, what I experienced after pregnancy when it comes to intimacy, I was no longer being insecure. I'm a stretch marks, isisu. So like yo, I felt uti hanka mukubulela mo, like ikababu tata hanka rekia mukubulela. Cause now benga seko like miluaka no sakole uli the same. Mina begu yoge intense uti intimacy yami no babu mtanami. Ingazange uti ibe kahle, like in all honesty.
3 teaspoons. On the best tea in the city.
These are the 3 teaspoons on what changes with hashtag intimacy after pregnancy. Number one, communication is one of the things that goes and it changes to what? To being transactional. The communication has moved on from being solely about the two of you as a couple, but more about the baby and getting things that are needed to be done. So you end up being an errand boy, she ends up being a babysitter, and that's it. And both of you are getting a bit frustrated about those roles. Two, what changes that you miss the spontaneity, you know, the spontaneous nature of yourselves before the baby. I mean, that sense of spontaneity that tends to keep the relationship exciting is pretty much out of the window. And just even you try and prepare to go out spontaneously, that can also just be thwarted by what? Logistical planning and prepping. Bottles, diaper bags, babysitters, and so much more. The last teaspoon of the 3 teaspoons on so many other things I think you can add on. What changes with hashtag intimacy after pregnancy? The baby blues are real, guys. We hardly talk about postpartum emotions, especially in how it affects men. You're likely to feel a roller coaster of emotions and so on. And just decoding and understanding those emotions on its own is a stage. I would like to know, actually, as a man, what do you do when, as an effort to stay intimate with your woman, even when the baby is there? Because it's one thing to say, attention, Ayuk. Okay, where now? What do you do? What effort do you put, you know, to make sure that you don't feel apart, or you don't even drift away, or you don't feel like you are a third wheel? You're part of the process. What do you do? Talk to me, please. Send me a voice note. 0636880959. Noni says, pregnancy killed my sex life completely. My husband and I couldn't do the tango when I was about 7 to 8 months pregnant. And now the baby is born. He's 6 months old and I'm still not giving what's mine because he's afraid that the child will wake up. Well, by the sound of things, your man is suffering from postpartum depression, which you need to attend to. Okay? There's nothing wrong with him or you. It's just that this is a reality. It happens. And you need to give it attention. All right, Noni? Do something about it.
You know, I think the reason why the intimacy changes, from my view, the men actually change towards the woman. I don't care who says what. They can say women usually change because the kid takes on that, all the attention and everything. But personally, the men views the woman differently. Hence, if you look at the stats, most cheating happens as soon as the lady's like in her late stages of pregnancy and just after giving birth, because this man tries to find some comfort outside, whereas sitting and talking with your partner would just solve the situation. Obviously, if the lady had an operation and everything, give her time to heal, which is close to 6 weeks. Once the doctor gives it a go ahead, I don't see any issue because everything goes back to normal. But it's all in the mind, and the man needs to change the mindset. Personally, as a woman, I've never had an issue, but I saw the way my man reacted, and I asked him at once to say, why were not onanela? Because nakere ke right, why were not batlong onanela? It's not tweke re na re yetse unthe ngonda how moi la healing, because it's just lost in the bewilderness.
Exactly that. You see, it's also unfair to expect him to just change his mind just like that. Hey, Mangi? He also needs to... What's the word? He needs to understand the psychology of it all. Yes, it's all good to say, ah, get ready, let's do it. You need to also prepare his mind that you are ready. You know? And this is going back to that conversation we once had, Hora. Sometimes men are expected just to be robotic like that. And that's unfair on him. Just like it is unfair on you when he says no. So clearly there's a meeting ground, there's a middle point where you need to talk about what exactly is he feeling, not thinking, feeling. You as a dad, what do you do? Because intimacy is not only about the physical act. All right, it's not about just being sexual. Intimacy could also just be there. You know, that cuddle, that spending time. Not relegating that to being, you know, sometimes patriarchy has really spoiled things. Not even sometimes, most of the times actually. Let me put it this way. One thing new parents are blindsided by is that when there's a young baby, it's easy to get caught up in the child's day-to-day, especially the care, and forget about your own needs. It's very easy. Another mistake, however, that mothers make and tend to make is to not allow the new dad to be hands-on. They become mommy bear. She's the only one that has the tender hands to take care or to give care to the baby, when both of them are new to this. Co-parenting starts early. And it's a collaboration. Hence the call in parenting. New dads too, they still hide behind patriarchal reasons on why he can't be there for both the mother and the baby. Those days are gone, bruh. You need to rewrite the narrative. And that's why you will feel left out and lonely if you stay away. And you may start even complaining about, ah, there's no intimacy anymore. Mtana huyo ke sakathanda kundlula mina, wara wara wara. When in actual fact, you are the one who's not plugging yourself in. Learn. Teach me. Show me. When's an eating bone? Let me try. When mommy and baby, for instance, are sleeping, instead of going to your favorite room in the house or going to play as PlayStation or going to Plomana Majita, join them. Hold the baby while cuddling the mother. They both need it. You need it too. Now, that is intimacy. Now, wait until you hear what Gabaza has to say.
On the streets, on the air. Good morning, Mr. Mukwili.
Yes.
Many experience here via intimacy, Khrotmani. Azange stop immediately, my fall pregnant until 8 months, and then even after magatutulumtuana, after 2 months, wula meaning experience a problem kona, because I would help, I would assist umtuana magakalepsu, I would do all that, but yeah, na beganga sense is catch with me na I see the intimacy. Like I understand which why, and from that day onwards until now, which is was 2014 until now, things are not okay in intimacy yetu. Even though I try, umneta, ama house calls, nangabantwana, but still problem on the streets, on the air. Recently,
Hola. Postpartum depression is a thing. Makuman, asizwe.
Yes, sir.
Uteen.
I mean, I've never birthed children. So this one I'm going to sit out.
Maybe that's the fear.
That things are going to change.
You lose other things as you gain this precious bundle of joy.
Yeah.
What have you heard from your friends that have babies?
Well, I've had all types of stories from... postpartum
yes.
depression,
yeah.
Where they don't want the child, they don't want the husband, they don't want the boyfriend.
And even the boyfriend also goes through it and rejects, and oh.
It's just, yeah, it seems scary. So I'm just going to watch Abombali procreate and sit this one out.
I'm done with that process, by the way.
So oh, yeah, right.
You can't watch me anymore. Oh, it's fine. Yeah. Yeah, I've done it.
New babies always bring this, right? And you were a new mom 7 years ago.
Yeah, and it changed everything. You know, for me, I used to think that I'm not interested in intimacy or, you know, in this relationship, because now for the first time, there's someone who's more important to me than anyone else in the world, you know. But I think I was using that to just mask the fact that I was scared that I'm just not the same person anymore, you know. I felt like I'm not pretty enough anymore, you know. I've lost, like, I would look at my body and I'd be like,
what is this?
Yeah, what is this?
And this is from a model, by the way.
You know, like, I'm looking at my body and I'm seeing stretch marks for the first time.
In your life.
In my life, like on myself. And I'm like, how am I supposed to deal with this?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then I had to learn myself yet again, you know, find myself and accept myself on a different
level. How long?
It took me a while. I think, I mean, my relationship with Amo's dad ended like a year after he was born. So having to now learn a different person, you know, trying to learn a different human being was also very hard.
Yeah.
So I took some, like, you know, I took a long time. I mean, you guys have known I've been single for a while. It took me forever to be like, oh, okay. You know, maybe I'm
ready now.
Yeah. You know, and I think it's because after a baby, you want everything to be laced with compassion.
Yeah.
You know, including intimacy and passion. Absolutely. You know, because when I leave this thing, this person the father also feels like this person always puts the baby first.
That's right.
So when a child is involved, everything forces you to think with compassion.
Yes.
You do even the smallest things with compassion.
From both sides.
From both sides, you know. And once I learned that, even my interactions with the father of my child and, you know, my family members and whatever, they changed. You know. I began to have new intimate relationships with my friends. With my partner, with my family. Like, it was a different kind of intimacy. It was one that was...
Why? Because knowledge.
Because of knowledge.
Yeah.
Yep. You know, you take it in and you're like, okay, this is a major change. Nothing is ever going to be the
ever.
Same. You know, and that's the reality of it. So you can't be working on, oh, maybe izozula and then we'll get over it.
No.
And I think that's the problem we all kind of make.
Yeah.
You want it to pass.
And again, back at what happens during pregnancy, you find that the mother will read, will consult so much literature to empower herself about what she's going through and what is going to happen as soon as she gives birth. The question, therefore, is how much is he reading?
That's a big question.
Because, like you're saying, the solution, or at least the glimpse of you getting back to yourself, came from where?
From a knowledge base.
Yeah.
Dr. Google, basically.
Essentially, that's what
read, 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 right? Yes, before Dr. Google, we understand. I mean, we learn from the streets and sometimes we even get wrong information, patriarchy as well, and so on and so forth, right? Again, another responsibility drops where the gynecologist doorstep.
Yes.
Especially if you've been attending every checkup together. How much are you preparing both?
The parents.
You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
There's a leaning towards who?
The mother.
Less on the father.
Yeah.
And even on the father, you're only prepared for the delivery room. After that?
Nothing after that.
No one says to you, hey, dude, even the guy says, I'm not the person, but I think you need to speak to somebody, both of you, to help you manage this change.
No, I completely get it.
Change is a huge thing.
A child is a huge thing.
Especially when it needs so much attention.
And this human, you can't send back to sender.
You can't. You can't reset things and be like, no, let's start. You can't. And the thing is, it doesn't change. That's what I'm trying to put across. It doesn't matter if your child is a few weeks old, a few days old, or a few years old. They will always need attention. The change is permanent. You always are having to adjust.
The question is, what happens to intimacy after pregnancy? Something changes. There's a move. There's a shift. And most of you are saying some relationships, very few actually, can withstand a baby, because some split and break up after having one. Why? Did your relationship end? Because there's a baby? Well, you might be asking why. Well, the doctor says there must be social distancing for 6 weeks. 6 weeks. But on week three, new mommy says, And munar ha, kanjan manch. And the doctor said, nakiri. Yena in his head is like, Why do most men refuse? And that's the part we should really be focusing on. With care. Like Mbali said, with compassion. This is the postpartum depression that men go through that we hardly talk about. And as a woman, what do you do to make him understand what you're going through? Most couples find this stage very difficult. Very difficult to even navigate by themselves. That's why a therapist will then come in.
Me and my partner, we have a child. He's 10 months now. So, Silala and I, because our house is a two-bedroom house. But then, just yesterday, we did the deeds. You know, I was about to tell him, and I thought, maybe he's obviously ego, to say, you know what, our relationship is dead. Is very dead. Like, no cuddling, no foreplay, just straight to the point, and then we sleep.
Aha, exactly. Listen to this.
Hi, Prati. Well, I don't want to lie. In all honesty, it's hard. Mm-hmm. And now when I was with the father of my child, it was very hard. Because from being a model to being, to having saggy boobs, stretch marks all over, it was, it was not that amazing. So I think it depends in your partner. Are they appreciative of the body that you now have? Mm-hmm. So yeah, it changed a lot. Kamo, you're always tired, you're breastfeeding, so you're just an emotional wreck.
Yeah.
To a point where even when he wants to touch you, like, yo, this langwana. You know, all of those things. So it was a problem. It's not easy to just and chill just like that. It's not.
All right.
Take the last tip. Call us now on 086-000-00959.
It is that time. Talk to me. What changes with your intimacy after pregnancy?
I will suggest that for those men who like going to the labor ward for moral support towards their wives or partners, should go for pre-counseling to prepare them mentally, because some of them come back from the labor ward traumatized by losing interest, some even collapsed in the ward. So mabanga prepare kahle mentally ukuthi what is expected there, bayese bane idea so that babe strong for their partners, noma babuye ba mentally well. Because I once had a guy, after the whole experience at the labor ward, he lost interest, he got traumatized in such a manner that he even ended a relationship with somebody who's not dating, because of what he saw there.
Dudu, it's not about the before, it's the after that is not done. Because if he's there, and by the way, I respect brothers who are there from conception to delivery. Kudos to you. You're doing what you're supposed to do, but most men run, but you stick around, and for that I salute you. For you to be there in the office with the gynecologist, going through the scans and all of that, there's a lot of information that is imparted there, and he gets prepared. It's the after that is not done. Tando, hi.
Hi, Uncle P.
Welcome. So now you're saying when I wanna till pregnancy.
No, Shem, I don't wanna lie. We went until a week before I gave birth.
Okay.
And as soon as the doctor gave us a go ahead, 6-8 weeks afterwards, we were back at it. You know, it was obviously not as frequent.
How did you get it right? How did you get it right?
I think, I don't know. It just happened, you know, and we'd like sneak in because it gets really busy after the baby's there and, you know, there's a lot to do. But, like, you have moments, like, you just feel creaky when the baby's sleeping. Mm. So the baby's sleeping in the room and the creaky in the lounge. And then everyone else is not at home, so, like, you've got time.
Yeah.
So there was that. There was that. On weekends, you know, there'd just be moments. And sometimes I think also having a good support structure in terms of, like, my family also helps. Because my grand sometimes would stay with the child and I'd be able to, like, go away with him. Mm. And he'd be able to do whatever and just be happy.
Nice one. Thanks for that call.
I say Akana Tibus. Moreover, chances are, firstly, there's those insecurities. Then there's a child who doesn't want to sleep. It's like, remote. But after all, I guess it takes two to ten. So if both partners are not willing to work on it, I guess we're going to king again.
Going king, definitely. Do me hi. Welcome.
Hey, Mukuli.
Yes, sir.
How are you, sir?
I'm good, my brother.
Hey, Tala. What's happening, this topic is revealing to us first-time fathers, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to be a father in September. And
oh, congratulations.
Thank you, Thabo. It is revealing in such a way that it is scary.
Yeah.
But it also therapeutic in some sense of, okay, these are the challenges I can expect to happen.
Thank you.
And how I can possibly deal with those challenges.
Yes.
And, like the previous voice note again in Yahori, why not just go to therapy before the baby comes?
That's right.
Oh, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
So that I can prepare myself mentally. I mean, right now, I'm already conscious, okay, the baby is in the way. We can't maneuver the same way that we used to.
Yes.
And I'm conscious about the milk possibly coming out while we're at it and
mm-hmm.
all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I understand. So, and I told my woman, I told her about this topic that's happening on the radio, Oscar, we're going to be fine. So long as we are supporting each other, we're in this thing together.
Well
we
done, Dumi. Well done. And remember, it's not only just going before, it's also important to go after.
Yeah.
Especially for you.
Mm-mm.
Trust me, when I say she too is reading a lot, okay, you also need to do the same. Read a lot. Like you would be the primary caregiver. Read. So as you know what's happening, so that you know how to play which part and whenever. You're empowered to insert yourself from moment to moment, and you'll always be, you'll be empowered to even be part of the process through and through. But it's after where men are not attended to. And I think you're right. The therapy needs to even happen post the baby.
Thank you very much. Thanks for those wise words. Thank you.
Wesley, hi. Hey, Mr. Snipes.
Yes, okay, let's see. How's it going?
I'm good, man. Welcome.
Thank you, man. Okay, so I've got quite a few things on my mind. First of all, my second born now, he's going on to 3 months.
Congratulations.
And, you know, with our first born, I never really focused on the issue of intimacy. We were concerned about our first born. You know, it was new to us, myself and my wife.
Mm-hmm.
But let me start by saying that in premarital and postmarital counseling for marriage, we learned that sex is a need for a man. You know, women can go long without sex, but for a man, it's a need. And the thing is, I'm starting to realize now that I need to be there for her in whatever she's going through. It's not about me at this point in time.
That's right.
It took 9 months to produce the baby, and it might just take up to 9 months in order for her to
recover.
To recover.
Mm.
And the thing is now, there's something that's called a love tank in everybody, okay?
Okay.
And if your love tank has not been full, mm-hmm. if nobody's putting anything into your love tank, then they can't be expected to make any withdrawals. It's the same as a bank account. If there's no money in the account,
mm-hmm.
they can't make any withdrawals. And then there's another thing called love languages. Now, everybody has a love language.
Yes.
Okay, there's actually five love languages in total. There's quality time, there's affection, there's gifts, there's...
We know of them and how important they are. Yes.
Exactly. So you need to figure out what your wife's love language is, and you need to fill her love tank in order for her to give back to you. Because I mean, if you just expect her to open her legs, she's not a prostitute at the end of the day. You know, the first time she gave it up, you know, you had to work hard for it.
Yeah.
And now that she's giving it up, many men expect them to just keep on giving it up. But you don't realize that we still need to work through it on a daily basis.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
how marriages will last.
Oh, yeah.
You need to court your wife until death do us part.
That's right.
So yeah, look, I'm still struggling myself. But I'm realizing, you know, not all of us need counseling. If you realize the situation and you have knowledge, like you say, read a lot.
Yes.
Because the more she's reading, the more I also need to read and understand what she's going through and what I'm going through. But ultimately, my desires can wait. Because we've got more important things at stake here, more priorities, more responsibility than us fulfilling our sexual desires. But I won't lie to you, the more I've been attentive to her, she gave it up, you know, twice in the last 2 months. But now it's a struggle, you know, because I expected her to be okay with it because she had given it up once, she gave it up twice, but now she's like, she's pulling back again. So I realized that, you know what, I need to be there for her, I need to fulfill her love tank. It's all about her fulfilling mine at this point in time. So as the man of the household, you need to take the lead and be patient, be humble. You know, it's not all about sex.
Wesley, I'm changing your name to Wisely.
Thank you. Yeah, vote Wisely, vote Wesley. I'll be the president one day.
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.